Hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I hurt quite a bit.
Well, you're not an acrobat, so why are you doing acrobatics?
Dude, I was not expecting the first time to ever do splits in my entire life would happen as an adult on accident in front of my dogs.
Did the dogs at least laugh?
They did that thing where they thought I was playing for a second and then they realized I wasn't playing and then they did the whole dog thing where they try to comfort you while you're wondering whether or not you've lost a testicle.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you peed your pants.
No. No, surprisingly enough, it wasn't as bad as being electrocuted. I still had full faculty of that.
Oh, good.
Yes, you don't have to worry, Phil.
I wasn't worried, only concerned.
Only mildly concerned?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't want you being overly concerned. Mildly is okay, but as long as it's not overly concerned.
Well, the dogs were there to be overly concerned.
Well, yeah, I'm the feeder of the dogs, so what happens to me matters greatly to them.
Exactly.
And I'd feel guilty if I left the puppers without proper care.
Well, you should probably avoid doing acrobatics in the future at home, then, if you're at home alone.
Well, okay. Strike one against me was mopping the floor in socks. That would also be strike two and three.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good idea.
But I've always mopped the floor in socks.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out how I did the exact same mopping pattern I do every week. I felt like I was taking the exact same amount of time that I normally do when I mop the floor. But apparently I went too quick or I put too much floor cleaner on the floor. And yeah, I got around to the end and there went my feet.
I'm sorry.
I could hear Yakety Sax playing in my head all the way down. Yeah. So you saw the picture of the palm of my hand.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was the hand I used to catch myself. But yeah. Yeah. So pulled every muscle in the left leg. Pulled the groin and the hamstring in the right leg. And popped my kneecap out of socket and popped it back in. Oh, yeah. So there's moments where I can limp, and then there's moments where I just stand there and the thought of moving makes me want to jump off a cliff.
But that would involve moving to a cliff.
Shut up. You and your damn logic. Oh, by the way, I got a postcard.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Who was it from?
My retribution is coming. Really? Really?
Yeah.
Couldn't just come up with something snappy and put it in there?
I didn't want to spoil the surprise.
You know I'm going to be gone for 3 weeks before you have a chance to mail me anything, right?
I know, that gives me 3 weeks.
Yeah. I should probably put a post in Slack that I'm not going to be able to check my mail for 3 weeks.
That gives me 3 whole weeks.
All because I wrote you a rotating letter.
Uh-huh.
Was it that bad getting through it?
I haven't gotten through it yet.
Wait, you still haven't read it?
No. Is it time sensitive?
I don't think it is. I can't remember what I wrote. I wrote 24 letters in 2 days.
All right, fine. I'll try to read it.
Well, I mean, you've got 3 weeks.
That is true.
It's not like you've,
I'll put it back
in my stack. Like you've got to be topical anymore.
I'm always topical. Just no, not topical not. Ointment.
Bound chicka bow wow?
No.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Needless to say, thanks to the whole splits felt around the world. I did not get a YouTube video done on time this week.
It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Just one less video for people to yell at me for wearing gloves.
Did you end up getting coffee from Fojo?
Not yet. I figured I'd get some while I was in Arizona. That way I could go ahead and bang out a few coffee reviews.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, get a couple scenic shots of drinking some coffee on a cliffside, staring out into the Arizona desert, where all you can see is a cup of coffee and black gloves holding said cup of coffee.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I actually had another guy get triggered because of that.
I saw the comment you posted.
Oh, no, that was the first one. The second one actually broke all of my rules. Profanity, racism, bigotry. And yeah, the second comment was so bad, I'm not even going to post it on Slack. Actually, YouTube deleted it from my comment feed the second I like removed it, blocked it, and reported it.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't think gloves would trigger that many people.
People are stupid.
Yes, they are. And yet, here you are talking to people.
No, I'm talking to a person.
Oh, okay. Oh, and one of my coworkers did that thing to me again, walked up to me and went, hey, have you heard this thing about the thing with the movies and the things? How many times do I have to tell them I don't watch comic book movies before they'll finally understand?
How many times have you told them?
At least 3 times a week for the last 15 months.
Or at least 3 times more, 3 times that amount of times.
I mean, I just don't get it. How many times do you have to say no before someone finally realizes the answer is not going to change?
Lots.
Lots is not a real answer.
A lot?
Still not a real answer.
More than one? Not
it's
quite
getting
infinity.
Closer to a real answer.
So I had to order a new ink syringe.
What happened to the old one?
Our cat happened to the old one. She swiped the blunt needle and cap for said blunt needle off my desk and disappeared with it.
Hopefully said cat didn't eat it?
No.
I had to end up panicking because my loop was devoured. Luckily, without the glass.
At least the dog doesn't take anything from our desk.
The loop was on my desk.
Yeah, my dog doesn't take anything from the desk.
All I can think is that maybe I picked up the loop after eating something delicious. But I hadn't been able to find my loop for 5 days, and thanks to the rules with the apartment complex I live in, I found the remnants of it when I was digging stuff up.
Yum.
Yeah. I think karma has the perfect name. Sometimes I have good karma. Sometimes I have bad karma. And then, up until recently, karma was just a...
You should go to St. Bernard next time.
That's going to be a while off. I mean, Bailey's only 7 years old. And I can only have 2 dogs at a time, so... That's at least another 7 years.
Well, while it's a puppy, it's like a cat, so... But it is only a puppy, a cat-sized puppy for like a month.
I'm just glad karma didn't fill out as much as everyone thought she was going to. When I first got her, everyone's like, oh yeah, she's gonna be at least a 90-pounder. Thank God she stopped at 60.
We had a... he was supposed to be a purebred German Shepherd. We got from the pound. I think he was more German Shepherd and Husky because he was only like 55 pounds.
That wouldn't be a husky mix then. Huskies are more towards the large size of medium. Maybe Australian Shepherd or some type of medium long-haired shepherd?
Nope. It was husky.
Okay. Did you find photographic proof?
No.
Oh, okay. I mean, you said it so definitively, like you had just gotten done looking like the AKC website for dogs and stuff. Nah. So how was your weekend?
We talked on my weekend.
I mean, you lost a needle. There had to have been other stuff that happened.
I slept till noon on Saturday. I was sick.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. Yeah, we did a podcast recording over the weekend.
Yeah. Did you forget about that?
Yes, I did.
You published it like yesterday morning.
Okay, see, that's how my life has been over the last 2 days. Ow, son of a bitch. I just moved my leg wrong.
You should put it back.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Is it sad that I already want to get another camera?
Yes.
Why is it sad?
Because you just got a camera.
Yeah, I know, but that way I can have two angles when I do my videos. There's no kill like overkill, Phil.
It's called a double tap.
Do you even play any of those games?
What games?
FPS.
Yeah.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Which ones?
Well, I used to play the original Halo and the original Call of Duty all the time in high school and college. Also Quake 3 Arena and Unreal Tournament 2004. We did play some Battlefield 1942, some Medal of Honor. Not lately, but last year I was playing Borderlands 2 again.
Wait, console or PC?
FPS are only played on one option. Only one platform works for FPS.
I'm giving you the side eye. Which platform is it?
The one where you can actually control where you're pointing.
PC. Okay, good. I was about to cancel like the first 3 days of my vacation to drive up to New York and slap you, silly man.
Do it, you won't.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to cancel any vacation to slap somebody. Have you thought about playing Apex Legends at all?
I'm sorry, what now?
Have you thought about playing Apex Legends at all?
Is that like a legendary game where you hit the apex of every corner?
No, it's like Fortnite, PUBG, and all the other Battle Royale games.
No.
The only thing that's kept me from trying it is the fact that I have to download Origin.
Oh, the hell with that. I'm never going to play it then.
Right. I'm more likely to play Fortnite because I can just play it through Steam than having to go through Origin to play it.
That's EA's Origin, right?
Yeah.
Or is Origin Ubisoft?
I think Origin was Ubisoft, then EA bought Ubisoft.
EA bought Ubisoft?
I believe so. Dude, there's been so many mergers there, I can't keep track of all of them. But yeah, I'll double check. I'm pretty sure if Apex requires Origin, then it's a hard pass for me. But between getting everything
EA,
ready for...
Origin is EA, so the hell with that.
Okay, well...
I'd rather play my games instead of sticking my head in the fridge and slamming my head in the door.
Good analogy. So I guess if I'm going to frag you, it's going to be as your DM for whatever story arc I can conduct for our Dungeons & Dragons group.
Or we can play Battlefield Borderlands 2.
That would require me to get one of those.
Borderlands is good.
Borderlands is
the original loot box gun hunter thing.
You lost me at loot box.
You get treasure chests all over the map to open, and they got randomly generated guns and stuff.
Yeah, I know. Loot boxes don't work out well for me.
You can get a boom boom stick. Yes, I'm pretty sure there's a gun called a boom boom stick.
Okay, as long as it's a gun and not something else. I had a guy that used to run around with a baseball bat in Call of Duty called the Boom Boom Stick.
That's not a boom boom stick.
Well, I would always get matched up with him, and I'd be sitting there on a good kill streak, and then all of a sudden, I get hit upside the back of the head with the boom boom stick.
That's when you just drop, you hold onto a grenade until he hits you, and then you just drop it when you die.
It's funny that that still works. I was always that one that chose the last stand perk.
Well, yeah, if they're going to freaking sneak up on me and just repeatedly spawn camp me, I'm just going to let my bombs, grenades fall and blow you up. Also, when we played the original Call of Duty, we do knife only rounds.
You knifer.
So you just sit there. If you walk into the room when we were playing, all you'd hear is just random, the constant spamming of shift keys, just and us yelling at us to die.
Oh, wow.
It's time That's jumping funny. Around. Just die already.
Man, the best thing about Call of Duty, shipment.
What was shipment?
That tiny in Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
I didn't play that map, that run, that game very much.
Oh man, you were missing out. It was
I like the original Call of Duty.
Yeah, you know, where you're fighting Nazis.
Yeah.
What's the best way to greet a Nazi?
Die, mother die.
I was gonna go with punch to the face, but that works too.